All right, 801, welcome back into Morning Drive, off and running, hour three here on a Monday, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Braden and D-Mace with you as we get ready for the NFL Draft Thursday night here in Nashville, and here to break it down and what the Titans could possibly do with the 19th pick on Thursday night is Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, of course, the world-famous Baldy Breakdowns on Twitter. Baldy, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, good morning, Nick. I'm like you. I'm just anticipating after a great Easter weekend this NFL draft and the showcase that Nashville and the great city of Nashville is going to put on for all of America to watch, because we're all going to be watching.
Baldy, let me ask you about one particular player, and I've seen you do some work with this guy with your film room and everything, and I think if he's fully healthy and goes through the entire process, he's a top three or four player. He tears his ACL. It then looks like he's going to be outside of the first round. Now it looks like he's flying back up draft boards. What do you expect to happen with Jeffrey Simmons, defensive tackle out of Mississippi State?
I think people are going to recognize just where this guy is physically, that you're probably going to have to redshirt him for the first half of the season, but you're going to get him for the second half of the season, and you're going to get basically another Ndamukong Suh. I mean, you're just going to get a dominant physical player. And you can turn the tape on for any one of his three seasons. I'm good friends with his defensive line coach at Mississippi State, who's now at Alabama. And he would tell you that he is, you know, if Quinnen Williams is the top interior defensive lineman in this draft, and I think he is, Jeffrey Simmons is right there, neck and neck, right with him. He's really a special player, and he is, you just can't find many guys that have that type of just hand placement and just country boy strength that he has to just do whatever he wants to do at the line of scrimmage. I mean, he's really a special, special player, and I don't think he's going to escape the first round. I think somebody is going to invest in him in the first round and, you know, be patient with him to get him healthy. And then I think you'll see him on the field the second half of the season.
Now, Baldy, with the depth at the defensive front or outside or outside backer position in this draft, how deep it is, knowing that the Titans, what they need, knowing that Marcus is entering possibly the last year of a contract, now they can, you know, franchise him and give him a couple more years. But with that, all that being said, if you are the Titans, do you draft to set your quarterback up, meaning do you draft offense or do you say, you know what, let's draft the defensive guy and finally get those few pieces that are missing from the defense? Because I think whether they draft a guy in the first round or not on a defensive end, this is still a top 10 defense. But if you're trying to still figure out what Marcus is, me as a guy that have watched him, I'm thinking you need to draft an offensive guy to really, you know, make your job a lot easier to evaluate him if you're going to give him a huge contract.
Well, I mean, I think, Derek, that you always build around your quarterback. I mean, if you have, you know, drafted him and basically said that he's your franchise quarterback, I think you never stop building. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean it's just wide receivers and running backs. I mean, I think you can help your quarterback out by becoming a better defense. I think in this draft, I think there's going to be a lot of really good second-round wide receivers going to get drafted. N'Keal Harry, I mean, that guy's a strong side linebacker playing wide receiver. Deebo Samuel is, you know, an electric slot player. I think Hakeem Butler is going to be a second-round pick that looks like a small forward that can basically change the game outside. I mean, DK Metcalf probably doesn't get out of the first round. I think where the Titans are picking, Derek, that whether it's at 19 or 52, I mean, I think you can find defensive line help and wide receiver help. I mean, if you just say those are the two positions we want to hit with those, you know, first two picks. But, I mean, even at 82, I think there's offensive line help that, you know, plenty of guys that will be there. So, I mean, I think you can address all of it with where you are in this draft.
Do you think it's from an offensive line, from that position, do you think this draft is deep enough where they can, if there's an offensive, if there's a guard available, they can pass up a guard and possibly get him in the second or third round. Do you think this draft is deep enough for them to be able to do that?
I think there's going to be some of these tackles, Derek, that are going to get overdrafted, to be honest with you. I mean, I know that there's going to be four or five tackles drafted in the first round. I just don't see it. I mean, I don't see that type of value, but they're going to get taken. So if the tackles go, and we know these defensive linemen are going to go, you're going to get good guards in the second round and centers. I mean, Eric McCoy from Texas A&M is a really good player. Started every game at Texas A&M. I mean, he's a good player that can start day one in the NFL. You might be able to find him in the third round. I think a lot of these guys, the interior offensive linemen, are going to get pushed down because I think a lot of players, including quarterbacks and offensive tackles, are going to get pushed up. And so I think you're going to find some really good interior offensive linemen in the second and third round in this draft.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, joining us here on Morning Drive. Baldy, one of the guys I really like is Christian Wilkins at 19, the defensive tackle out of Clemson. What are some of the differences on tape that you have seen between Jeffrey Simmons and Christian Wilkins, and would Christian Wilkins be a good pick at 19?
Yeah, I mean, Christian Wilkins shows up. You know, I mean, he's, look, I mean, all four of those starting defensive linemen from Clemson are going to get drafted. Three of them might get drafted in the first round. Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland will get drafted in the first round, I think. But I think, you know, when you look at Christian Wilkins, he's got, you know, first of all, he runs really well. He's slippery at the point. He knows how to take on a double team. I guess the knock on him is because he is so smart, people want to say, is he mean enough? I mean, I think that's kind of like the debate about the guy, but he plays a good pad level. And he doesn't stay blocked. I mean, all the things that you're looking for from a really good interior defensive lineman. And I think a lot of these guys have a great, I mean, from Ed Oliver down, they all have a great deal of flexibility. I mean, I don't think you could pigeonhole Christian Wilkins at just one position. I mean, I think he could play defensive end, defensive tackle. I think it'd be a one technique. I mean, I think he's got a lot of versatility with how you line him up. And if he's there at 19, Nick, I mean, he's certainly going to be on the Titans draft board if that's what they're looking for, either to replace Jarrell Casey or to compliment Jarrell whenever he gets back. He certainly is that type of guy that could fill that void.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of Jarrell Casey, actually. So two Jarrell Caseys sounds fine to me. I'm cool with that along the line of scrimmage. Brian, let me ask you about just sort of the craziness that is the first round. We see, you know, just bizarre things happen, whether it's the Minnesota Vikings get their picks skipped or, you know, the Laremy Tunsil saga. I mean, we just see crazy stuff in the first round. Is it tied directly to the quarterbacks this year as far as what you think could happen on Thursday night from a crazy perspective? Is it Kyler Murray falling in the draft? Is it somebody trading up to draft Drew Lock? Like, what do you think happens with all these guys?
Well, I think all those things would add to it, you know, that would make Music City just, you know, that much louder than what it's going to be. I mean, it could start right at the top. I mean, we really don't know what Arizona is going to do. I'm sure that, you know, Steve Keim, the general manager's phone will be ringing now, and it'll be ringing, you know, at 8:02 on Thursday night or 7:02 in Nashville. So, I mean, I think all those things are at play. I mean, it starts with Arizona and what they do. I mean, it jumps to with Oakland with three first-round picks and what they decide to do. You know, and if Kyler Murray does not get taken, is there somebody that's hungry to get him? And how high do they trade up to go get him? I think all of those things are play. The guys like Daniel Jones and Drew Lock, I don't believe they're first-round picks, but I think they're going to get taken in the first round. Does somebody trade out of the second round into the first round to go get him at the bottom? I mean, would the Patriots trade out and let somebody go get him because you can get 5 years for a first-round draft pick, and that's significant, especially if it's a quarterback. So I think all of those scenarios you described, I think all of those are in place, and all of those could create a big buzz.
Baldy, good stuff as always. Real quickly before we let you go, are you going to be in Nashville for the draft? Are you going to be in L.A., New York? Where are you going to be for the network?
I'm going to be in L.A. at the network. We start the day off with a three-hour kickoff show on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then we throw it to the guys in Nashville. So somebody's got to manned the studio in L.A., and so that's going to be my job here this weekend.
All right, good stuff as always, Baldy. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Take care, man.
You got it. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Of course, the Baldy Breakdowns on Twitter, so he's on board with you. Jeffrey Simmons, bad boy, country strong, he said.
Well, and bad boy, probably an interesting way to put it, considering his incident going into college. That is going to be a factor, and we don't talk a lot about it because he's behaved himself all through college. He had no incidents in 3 years at Mississippi State. There is a pretty awful video out there of a mistake he made when he was 17.
Well, let's get into that, because we always talk about J-Rob and culture and the locker room and a lot of guys that J-Rob doesn't touch because of said issues.
Yep.
We'll get into that next and also react to what Baldy had to say. Stay there. It's Morning Drive, Hour 3, here on a Monday on ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Listen, day after Easter, I know your men are tired, and, you know, you're trying to figure out what's your next move. How do you, as the sun starts to get hotter and hotter, it's hot anyway, but it starts to get hotter and hotter here in Nashville, you're trying to figure out, how can I get my energy level up? Well, I'm going to tell you one way you can do that. And you've been hearing about this for the last couple of months. And if you go over and see my good friends at Cool Springs MD, see, over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with their experienced staff, has given men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. It's starting to get hot, man, outside. We want to be out at the beach, along the poolside with the kids. So I implore you to go see my good friends over at Cool Springs MD. The services, they have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas here in Tennessee with improving their immune system, energy levels, and cognitive functions. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. You want a healthy and enriched life, people. Men, as the summer starts to get going here, and there's no better time to achieve a healthy lifestyle than now. What are you waiting on, man? Give Cool Springs MD a call today to make an appointment. Here's these beautiful, beautiful 10 digits. Check it out. 615-660-6900. 615-660-6900. Or visit the website. Pull your phones out. Check it out. CoolSpringsMD.com.